Title: U:Tone Ableton Live 12 Offbeat Hat Groove Blueprint for Breakbeat Science. Lesson Overview. Hi, in this lesson you'll learn a U:Tone Offbeat Hat Groove Blueprint in Ableton Live 12, focused on arrangement. We'll build a layered hat kit inside a drum rack, program offbeat placement with micro timing and swing, apply MIDI and audio devices for shaping and humanization, and arrange section variations and fills so hats control energy across intro, build, drop and breakdown. What you will build you'll finish with: a layered offbeat hat groove, closed hats, a transient crack, shuffled 1/32 ghost hats, and punctuated open hats. An arrangement blueprint: sparse intro, evolving pre-drop, full drop with hat automation, two variations, and hat-driven fill into the next section. Real-time automation and device routing using LEV stock devices, so the hat pattern sits with rolling breaks and low-end drums. Step-by-step walkthrough prereqs: a Live 12 project with a breakbeat or amen style loop and an empty MIDI track. Set tempo around 170 to 176 BPM. Prepare sounds and the rack first. Create a new MIDI track and drag a drum rack to it. Load 3/4 hat samples into separate pads. C-1, a short closed hat, tight, high transient. D-1, a transient or crack sample, short attack accent. F-1, a shuffled ghost hat, very short, darker character. A-1, an open hat, longer tail for punctuation. Use clean 24/48k samples or your own library. After each pad chain, drop an EQ8 and high pass below about 300 Hz to remove unwanted body. Put a drum bus on the drum rack I/O so you can process hats collectively. Keep small per pad saturator or utility for section variation when needed. Create the offbeat MIDI groove. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and set the grid to 1/32 for micro hits. Program the core offbeat. Place closed hats on the end of every quarter, the offbeat 1/8 positions. In Ableton terms, place them on the second 1/8 step of the bar. Add the transient crack slightly ahead of the offbeat, about 5/12 ms early, to create a pushing feel. Nudge its MIDI note left or temporarily disable the grid to place it between offbeats. Add shuffled ghost 1/32 hats on the 1/32 positions to imply roll and swing. Keep these very short and lower in velocity. Velocity and length shaping drop of velocity MIDI device and control ranges, so main offbeat hats sit around velocity 100. Cracks can reach 120, and ghosts sit between 30 and 55. Use note length set to around 20-40% on the ghost pad to keep tails tight, and shorten closed hat lengths, truncate them to around 10-20 ms for click. Humanize and groove. Open the groove pool and try a swing preset, for example swing 1654 or MPC 1456. Drag the groove onto your MIDI clip. Start with timing around 10-25% and velocity 5-15% for subtle swing. Don't overdo it. Preview in loop and adjust timing to taste. For small randomization, add the random MIDI effect before the drum rack. Set chance to about 12-18% and value to a few ticks so hits very slightly. Alternatively, use the velocity device's randomizer to vary ghost velocities across bars. Layering, filtering and tonal shaping. Duplicate the closed hat pad and load a slightly detuned or pitch modulated copy. Put an auto filter on that layer and add a small resonance. Map that filter frequency to a macro for automation. Pan one layer slightly left and one right with utility. Set width around 60-80% for stereo movement. Send the hat track to a short plate reverb return with low wet level, around 5-12%, so hats sit in space without smearing transients. On the hat track chain, use drum bus saturator EQ8. Use drum bus to tighten transients and glue. Nudge transient up a few percent. Apply soft clipping via saturator for presence, and use EQ8 to notch any harshness around 7-10 kHz after saturation. Arrangement blueprint for Breakbeat Science. Here is an example. 64-bar layout at 172 BPM. Bars 116. Intro. Sparse hats. Play only transient cracks every two bars. Keep the detune layer closed via macro. Bar 1724. Pre-build. Bring in the core offbeat pattern at lower velocity. Automate groove timing from about 10% to 18% across bars 17-20 for rising swing energy, and open the auto filter cutoff slowly. Bars 25-40, first drop, engage full offbeat groove with ghost 1/32s active. Increase drum bus transient by a few points and nudge saturator drive up slightly. Optionally, add a subtle ping-pong delay send on selected repeats. Bars 41-48, variation. Remove open hats Add a muted snare layer and enable beat repeat on the hat track for 2 bars. Set beat repeat to interval 1/8, grid 1/32, gate 1/8 and automate it on for glitch fills. Bars 49-64, breakdown. Strip hats back to pulses. Reduce high end with auto filter and EQ, and raise reverb send for an airy texture. Automations for motion map macro 1 to detune slash pitch for the layered hat and automated opening at each drop. Automate groove amount per clip to tighten or loosen hats between sections. Automate drum bus transient and compression to change snap during drops, and use pan automation for stereo movement on fills. Creating hat fills and transitions for micro fills, duplicate your hat clip and add a rapid 1/32 pitch up run on the transient layer. Use clip automation to transpose by +1 to +3 semitones across the run. Place the fill at the end of the bar before a section change and send the final hit to reverb, automating a low pass swell then cut. Use beat repeat after the drum rock for glitch transitions. Set interval to 1/16 or 1/8, grid to 1/32 or 1/64, variation low and automate beat repeat on for short 1-2 bar bursts at transition points. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overquantize. Snapping everything to grid kills micro timing. Use groove pool subtly. Keep ghost hat velocity low. Their texture, not the lead rhythm. Don't saturate high frequencies without EQ. Check 710kHz for harshness. Avoid using the exact same hat sample and changed across the whole arrangement. Automate slight pitch, filter or stereo differences. Don't neglect space. Short reverbs on sends add depth without smearing transients. Watch open hat placement. Avoid overlapping long tails with snares and kicks. Pro tips: use separate MIDI clips for hat state so you can trigger or swap quickly. Map one drum rack macro to cutoff, and another to transient amount for instant performance control. For micro stereo, offset left/right hat layers by 2.5 ms using a tiny delay on one side. High pass hats aggressively when combined with breaks. Avoid low end phasing. Save your drum rack preset for quick reuse. Alternate accent patterns every 8/16 bars instead of full pattern changes to retain momentum. Mini practice exercise: create a 32 bar section at 172 BPM, bars 1/8, transient crack only every 2 bars. Bars 9/16, introduce main offbeat closed hats with ghost 1/32s. Bars 17/24, full drop with layered detuned hat and a 2 bar beat repeat hat fill at bar 24. Bars 25/32, breakdown. Remove ghost hats and automate a low pass down to 3kHz while raising reverb send. Deliverable: bounce the hat bus as audio and compare perceived loudness between drop and breakdown. Aim for about 3-5 dB difference in perceived loudness using transient and saturation automation, not brute gain. Recap: you've seen a stepwise new colon tone approach. Build layered hats in a drum rack. Program offbeat placement with micro timing and velocity nuance. Humanize with groove pool and MIDI effects. Process with drum bus, saturator and EQ, and arrange automation and fills using beat repeat and clip variations. Use the blueprint and the mini exercise to internalize how hats drive energy in drum and bass arrangements. Extra coach notes: workflow and sound choices. Think in layers and states. Build core, crack, ghosts and open hats, but arrange is sparse, loose, full and fill. Work from arrangement skeleton to sound design, then nail micro timing before heavy processing. For sample selection, prioritize transient for closed hats and darker, shorter samples for ghosts. When layering, shift one sample by 1/3 ms and detune a few cents to avoid phase thinness. In drum rack, use chain selector to store alternate hat chains and automate it in arrangement for tone morphing. Parallel chains inside the rack let you blend dry and processed signals with macros for control while keeping CPU manageable. If you want changing swing across sections, duplicate clips and apply different grooves per clip. To push cracks ahead globally, place the transient on its own pad and use a small negative track delay on that pad. Velocity and length tips: main offbeats around 95-110, cracks up to 127 for accents, ghosts 25-55. Use note length as corrective, not a substitute for the right samples. Make small variations every 4-8 bars to prevent fatigue. Processing and mixing: high pass hats starting around 300-500 Hz. Push higher if they conflict with cymbals. Re-EQ after saturation and check mono compatibility. Use drum bus transient controls for snap and glue compressor lightly for glue. Automation strategy: change perceived attack and snap, not just level. Automate transient amount and saturator drive to create perceived loudness changes. Crossfade between clip states to avoid abrupt timing jumps and map performance macros for quick tweaks, fills, and glitching. Keep fills musical. Make them answer the main pattern. Pitch runs of +1 to +4 semitones across 1/32 runs add lift. Use reverb tails and quick send automation to transition cleanly. If beat repeat gets noisy, pre-filter or lower resolution. Performance and CPU tips: save hat states as colored clip variants. Map rack macros to a controller for live tweaks. If CPU spikes, resample the hat bus with effects printed or freeze and flatten heavy sections. Keep one lightweight rack as a template. Troubleshooting quick fixes: thin sound after layering. Check phase. Invert one layer or nudge by 1/3 ms. Ghosts disappearing in a dense mix. Boost 6/10 kHz slightly and shorten tails. Beat repeat artifacts. Reduce variation or pre-filter before the device. Abrupt groove shifts. Crossfade between clips rather than switching instantly. Mix check and creative variations: reference a new colon tone or liquid DNB track to compare hat presence and width. Meter the hat bus in context and aim for that 3-5 dB perceived difference between drop and breakdown by shaping transients and saturation. Try half-time hat states, reverse well-open hats before changes, and micro automation of width for instant widening in the drop. Always check mono. Export and practice targets: when exporting, include raw and processed hat versions. Save your drum rack with clear macro mappings and a small note file. Short practice targets: make 2 switchable full bar hat variations, build 1 2 bar MIDI automatable fill, and resample a 16 bar hat section to compare and iterate. That's it. Follow the steps, practice the exercise, and treat hats as musical instruments. Small timing and processing choices will control perceived energy more than loudness alone. Good luck, and have fun building your new colon tone offbeat hat grooves.